Hi guys, welcome to the Pet Quarter, the pet nutrition podcast that helps you feed your pet better. On each episode, we answer your questions from allergies, dog food brands, and everything in between. Please submit your questions at info@thepetquarter.co.uk with the subject podcast. We have the best community in the world. Thanks for listening. We have some pretty big news coming out of the pet food industry in the UK. Bella and Duke, one of the OGs, one of the pioneers of raw dog food in the UK, is now going to start going into Pets at Home, into all those locations that are so sought after by the mass market consumer. A statement from Bella and Duke now says that we couldn't be happier to launch our retail trial with a brand that's just as passionate about pet wellness as we are, end quote. And I'm gonna make a bit of a snide comment here. If Pets at Home were so for pet wellness, they wouldn't be selling brands of food which are 60 to 70% rice, 60 to 70% wheat, corn, barley. They wouldn't be selling meat and animal derivatives or sugar in pet food. So I'm not 100% in agreement with this statement. And then they say, whether you are new to raw feeding or are curious to try it out, you're a subscriber and freezer space is a little tight for usual delivery, you'll find us in the freezer section at these stores. So this is launched as a trial run for Bella and Duke and Pets at Home, and it enables Bella and Duke to get into some 450 stores potentially in the UK that Pets at Home runs. What does this mean if you are a consumer? What does this mean for the pet food industry in the UK? Well, there's a few things here. As you know, we run a small independent chain of pet shops, and Bella and Duke are one of those companies that sells directly to consumer. They want to bypass the small guy and they just want everything for themselves. So like all the subscription services such as Butternut Box, Bella and Duke, you can only purchase this sort of food directly from the manufacturer. You cannot access this food, or you couldn't access this food up until now, from anywhere else apart from Bella and Duke directly. And this is a bit disheartening for the little guy who wants to promote raw dog food and who wants to promote good praxis when it comes to feeding dogs better, because if there's something we are all in agreement is that we want to help and we want to instruct, we want to get as many dogs eating healthy as possible. That's what we are all trying to do in our own way. So anyway, these subscription companies bypass the small guy, us, and they just want to sell directly to you. And it's a bit disheartening because as a small guy, you want to capture as many of these people as possible and you want to promote as many good foods as you can from your independent pet shop. The problem whenever Bella and Duke or any other manufacturer sells to Pets at Home, first of all, it's a very smart decision potentially, because you have access to the mass consumer. And whenever you have access to the mass consumer, things become more available. That is wonderful for the consumer, which is great. And I'm very, very happy about that. But the problem is that for a long time, small independent retailers, and there's thousands of them within the UK, have been asking all these subscription services to please, can we please have some stock? Can we please promote your brand? Can we please sell your stuff from our own locations? And we can just partner with you. And in that way, everybody, your customers, can be happy that they can buy, purchase from us as well as you. This is not something Bella and Duke wanted to do. And let me tell you something about Bella and Duke that I have been seeing in the past 2 to 3 years. There has been a steady rise in pricing from Bella and Duke and other raw food manufacturers. And people have come to us and said, we are on XYZ subscription service, we are paying way too much, price has gone up again, and can we have an alternative, please? We are very much aligned to the ethos of Bella and Duke, and we want to feed something of similar quality or better. And then we were able to help that consumer. What does this mean if you are a Bella and Duke consumer? Well, it doesn't really mean anything. That just means that you might not want to buy directly from Bella and Duke anymore, and you might have a Pets at Home superstore right next to your house, and you are just going to prefer to buy as in when, and that's going to impact negatively on Bella and Duke's business, because they are going to have to be selling the food to Pets at Home first, and then that food is going to come to you. But as a consumer, this is a very good thing for you. What does it mean overall for the pet food industry within the UK, if you are interested? We are seeing a bit of premiumization in Pets at Home. They have, as of late, started stocking a few more high quality brands of dog food. And that's a very good thing, because the consumer, you, are getting more and more educated on what to feed your dog. So as with everything, Bella and Duke is one of those brands that we align with, and we do not partner with them in any way, so I can say whatever I want. And that is that they do not put any wheat, barley, corn, soy, they don't put any sugar in the food, and we really like that. So this is another brand that is trying to do the right thing, and you are going to be able to buy it from your local Pets at Home, which is wonderful. And yes, the biggest drawback from all of this is that it's a bit of a kick in the face for small independent retailers, that they could have been promoting Bella and Duke for years and years, and through that channel, through the channel of thousands of small independent pet shops, they could have been making a dent in the raw dog food market. Because let's be honest, if you are an educated consumer, you rather shop sometimes from your local pet shop, because the staff will have the knowledge you are seeking. If you go to Pets at Home, because of economies of scale, the staff are not going to be as knowledgeable, and they are just going to push their own brands, which they do all of the time, and that is absolutely fine. I haven't got anything against that, obviously. That is just a very plausible business model, and it works very well for them. But Pets at Home are trying to upscale, and are trying to sell you better foods, and that is very, very welcoming, and that's a great sort of thing. And listen, if you are passionate about raw dog food, if you are passionate about what goes into your dog's food, I recommend you watch this video next. Every week, hundreds of dogs walk into our branches with problems we solve. Would you like us to take a look at your dog's diet? Are you tired of going to the vet without making progress? You can actually book a one-to-one consultation by visiting thepetquarter.co.uk and under the tab consultation. Do you want to learn more? Follow our YouTube channel.